I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1499, Stories with a Point. I think you know what we're talking about today. We're talking about a parable. A parable is not exclusively Christian. They've been around long before Jesus walked the earth. They teach a certain message by using a narrative that grabs our attention and gets through to us in ways that other genres just don't. In the Old Testament, for example, Nathan the prophet tells King David a parable and nails him to the wall before he realizes it. He tells the story, the king gets upset, wants to punish the person in the story, and Nathan says, "You're the man." In Isaiah 5, God compares Israel to a useless vineyard, and Jesus in the Gospels picks up on that parable and uses it in his teaching. In Judaism, parables were popular and they were common. The difference is Jewish rabbis told parables to confirm traditional values. Jesus told parables to subvert them. Parables were kind of like sermon illustrations of the day. But common illustrations don't make sense without the sermon. As I say, from Tim Keller, you have to keep the text in context lest you have a pretext for a proof text. And the interesting part of Jesus' parables is that he often didn't explain them. And if he did explain them, he often explained them only to his closest followers. He let everyone else figure it out for themselves. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments, to love the Lord our God with all we have. And man, it's so much easier to love a God who speaks to us in language that we can understand, because he uses the illustrations of our lives to make his point. You know, often, however, people tried to allegorize a parable to find meaning in every detail, but that's not the way parables usually work. They're most often about one or maybe two big points, and the details are there just to make the story interesting. But St. Augustine, for example, tried to use the parable of the Good Samaritan to tell the gospel story. The right message, the gospel, but the wrong narrative, the Good Samaritan. He said that the guy he was going down was Adam, going down into sin, and Jesus was the Good Samaritan. But that's not the point of the parable. It was told in the context of a question that was asked Jesus. The question was, "Who's my neighbor?" And once Jesus was asked that question, that's when he told the parable of the Good Samaritan. So keeping the text in context, that story is about ethnic reconciliation, not soul salvation. A Samaritan rescues a Jew who probably hated him. This parable was about loving all people and not letting religious legalism get in the way of that, ever. Then in Luke 15, you get three lost parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Now the original hearers of those three parables would have been uncomfortable from the start, because shepherds were not respected, women didn't have a voice, and the father in the story refuses to discipline his son, who was wayward in so many ways. These people are rejoicing over lost things and lost people found. And Jesus' point to the religious leaders is, why aren't you rejoicing? The Jewish rabbis would have ended the parable of the prodigal son with the kid with the pigs in misery. They would have said, "See, that's what happens when you don't live right." But Jesus doesn't go with tradition. He leads with love, and you know the rest of the story. The Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible says this about parables: an understanding of parables is essential if one is to understand the teaching of Jesus, since the parables make up approximately 35% of his recorded sayings. At no point are the vitality, relevance, and appropriateness of his teaching so clear as they are in his parables. While a parable form is not unique to Jesus, he was certainly a master at using parables as a way of teaching. The parables were not merely illustrations for Jesus' preaching, they are his preaching, at least to a great extent. Nor are they simply stories. They have been truly described as both works of art and weapons of warfare. Here's the great question: what's your favorite parable and why? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for stories. We are storied people. Thank you for the way a story can make a point like no other can. Help us to hear your parables and not miss the point, but instead to live the point. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1,500, 1,500. And in the meantime, Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary adds this. Parables, stories, especially those told by Jesus, told to provide a vision of life, especially life in God's kingdom. Parable means a putting alongside for the purpose of comparison and new understanding. Parables utilize pictures such as metaphors or similes and frequently extend them into a brief story to make a point or disclosure. And that's the point, podcast peeps. Parables are stories with a point. So let's not miss it.